This gathering of women from across Africa is an expression of solidarity with their sisters caught in the western Sudanese region where millions have fled their homes to escape what many in the international community call genocide. It is being chaired by former Irish President and UN Human Rights Commissioner Mary Robinson. But hanging over the proceedings is the likelihood that the International Criminal Court will issue arrest warrants this month, charging Sudanese President al-Bashir with responsibility for the slaughter in Darfur. When the subject was raised at a news conference, reactions were mixed. A government healthcare worker in western Darfur, Muna al-Sharif Tazora, said even people who blame President Bashir for the region's troubles are worried the arrest warrants could result in a weakening of what little protection they receive from the still incomplete UN peacekeeping force known as UNAMID.
We see that even UNAMID started to reduce their people at the ground. So if UNAMID is not able to be at the ground, for us as civilians, how to cope with the situation? So it's a complicated issue. Nobody able to predict what happened, like it's boiling under. So we are just worried and wait to see what happened tomorrow.
Forum chairwoman Robinson tried to calm fears of negative fallout from an indictment. She says women attending the conference have pledged to remain united regardless of the ICC decision.
It's obviously not for the women to decide what the International Criminal Court may do or what the court may decide, but the members of the steering committee made it clear that no matter what the fallout, if there is a fallout, that they will stay together. Women cope with situations on the ground, and this may be a situation that women will have to cope with.
Other Sudanese participants in the forum were blunt in their criticism of the ICC process. Pro-Bashir member of Sudan's parliament, Atiat Mustafa, told reporters she has evidence some of the ICC allegations are false. She warns any attempt to prosecute President al-Bashir will destroy the process for a negotiated settlement in Darfur.
The ICC, if it comes out with a warrant, it will create this consensus and it will disturb the whole process, not only the women forum process. We are here looking to support women and to take them to the negotiation table. There will be no negotiation table anymore. This is a process. We are telling you the truth.
Mary Robinson noted the forum is taking no position on the issue of possible criminal indictments against President Bashir. She expressed hope that, regardless of the International Court's decision, the next forum would be held in Darfur. She said, "We want this process to continue, even if there is a difficult period, as there might be in the near future." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.